But really, it's kind of like it's living life backwards. Because when we live like that, we're creating chaos and frustration. We're not living in integrity with what matters most to us. And
Amen.
so when we're able to create what I like to call like this fluid, rhythmic, like harmonious schedule, we've got time pockets for every single thing that matters to us. And when we honor one area, we're honoring each area.
Hey, friend, welcome back to the Vision Driven Health Podcast. That was a clip from my conversation today with my good friend Sasha Starr Robertson. Her name may sound familiar because she has been on the show before, and she is the friend I've been talking about who is partnering with me on the Intentional and Healthy Woman Experience that we are opening up for you at the end of this month. Sasha Starr Robertson is an intentional living and biblical mindset coach for busy Christian moms. She is a wife of 14 years to her best friend, mom of three, blessed by adoption, travel addict, and Jesus freak. She is the founder of the Intentional Abundance Company, curator of the Life and Goals Planner, host of the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast, and co-host of the Faithful Family Fortress podcast. Sasha is passionate about the call in Isaiah 61, 1 through 2, and believes that God called her to set mothers free from stress, overwhelm, and burdens associated with modern-day motherhood. And instead, she helps them to live in the freedom of Christ through biblical mindset and balanced schedules. You can tell this lady is up to a lot, but she is also so great at organizing her time and being able to do all these different things and doing them with intentionality and doing them well. So there is so much more to time management and healthy habits than meets the eye. And today, she and I are taking it deeper and offering you insight and tips I believe can transform your life and your health moving forward. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience, 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and two kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in.
I think it's super fun to just tell the story of how we met. So do you want to share or should I?
Yeah, I'll start. Okay. Thankfully, you allowed me to be on your show. And even through that conversation and our continued correspondence and then me listening to your show, the second podcast you launched with your husband, the more we talked, the more I was like, this girl is cut from the same cloth as me. Like,
yes.
She is passionate. She loves Jesus. We call ourselves full plate people. Mm-hmm. We're like, I feel like you understand me. I have friends who are just like, I don't understand how you do all you do. Or like, that's crazy. And I'm like, teach me your ways to slow down, please. But I talk to you and you're like, yeah, girl, I had this, 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 and this. And I was like, okay, yeah, same.
So, right.
I just think, yeah, I mean, we met randomly through that. And the more we've connected, the more we've conversed, the more this like super sweet friendship where I feel like I've known you for years has developed. And we've just been able to connect that way. I don't know if you have anything else you want to add to that.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I was thinking about how can I get to California? My husband just found a car in California and I'm like, let's go buy it so I can go see Robin.
Amen.
But I get tons of those emails about being on my podcast and some of them are like, totally not relevant. It's like a man who's a doctor that has nothing to do with what my podcast is about, right? And so when I got your message, it had this like personal video. You know, it was just like a TikTok or a reel, just like really quick, like personal touch, introduction about yourself. And I was like, like shocked all throughout your introduction. 'Cause I'm like, I have a 6 or 7 month old and a 3.5 year old. And I was just like, oh my goodness. And so I had to respond back on account of that. And then we were just like boxering back and forth for a while and
that's
just
right,
connecting
the boxers.
deeper and deeper. And yeah. And so it was super fun just like watching you launch your podcast, because I knew immediately you're like, oh, I think when we sat down to record initially, you're like, oh, I've been on, this is my fifth podcast, or somebody, you know, that has said yes. And I'm like, you're going to have a podcast soon. And then sure enough, like Robin has launched the Vision Driven Health podcast. And it's been incredible to watch. And I listen to it all the time. And I'm like, there was one time I remember driving around and you were talking about fast food or something like that. I don't even know if that was what it was about, but I thought about going to fast food, but I was listening to your podcast when I was driving and I'm like, nope, thank you, Robin, because you protected me from that. But yeah, it's been super fun. And I love getting to know you. I love that I've gotten to go through your course and you've gone through mine, and it's just been fun. So we thought, why not jump on a podcast together and do some collaboration together? And let's talk about time management and why it's important. Let's talk about health and why it's important, and why or how the two of those can play together to create this intentional health, if you will, intentional life altogether, where our health gets to be a priority and a focus. Because I know you have this vision and this heart and this mission for health ministry. So could you give that like definition that you gave me before about how you want to see health be like such a focus as children's ministry or something like that?
Yeah. So my huge passion, I want to see the bodies that comprise the body of Christ healthy and well and unhindered by disease, able to live out their God-given calling. And I would love to see health become, I don't know if we'd call it a wellness ministry. Maybe we'll call it holy and hungry. I don't know what it would be called. But I would love if someone's, you know, considering like, okay, you know, how do we want to grow our church or our ministries, that a health ministry would be as big of a focus as children's ministry. Just a no-brainer. Yeah, of course, we want to make sure that people are equipped to have the energy and vitality to do what God's calling them to do. So for me, this is something God's put on my heart. I care a ton about. And what I love, the more I've learned about you, Sasha, too, is being a full plate person and hearing your story of how you're like, yeah, actually, after adopting children and after like going through all these crazy things in my life was when I got super organized and like figured all the things out, even with your health, which I think is actually, it's not, I think it is not the norm, period. Like, we know this.
Right.
And I think that gives such a great testament to what you've been able to create for yourself and what you have like available to people to learn and glean from. And so if you're okay, I would love to start with your skill set of time management and why you even think time management is so important. Because it's, I mean, the phrase time management, it's not like, I want to focus me on some time management.
Right.
So I know you're passionate about it and you do it so well and you've brought so much freedom and breakthrough in women's lives. Talk to me. Why is it so important?
Yeah. Well, I definitely had the opposite flip, switch, whatever you call it, as many women. Well, I guess maybe not the opposite, but it just happened very quick, but it was very short, very condensed, right? This like, I'm a mom now. What do I do with my life? Like, what is my meaning? What is my purpose? And kind of figured all of that out really quickly. But motherhood was a catalyst for me that helped me step into and be more intentional in every area of my life. And I think really it comes down to kind of the vision and like the heart of the matter. I love Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. It says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. And this verse really stands out to me whenever I think about time management. I think about that time in my life and I think about being intentional with our time, because if we're still here on earth, if we are living and breathing and God has given us another day, like, it is for his kingdom purposes, right? Like, he's created us for a reason, for a purpose to do something. Just like you're saying, like why we need to have our health in check so that we can do the things that God has created us to do. So we can't walk around and not be intentional with our time, right? Like every minute that we have here on earth is a gift. And I don't want to squander that. And I definitely don't want my kids to see me squandering that. I want to
Amen.
be a good steward of them as a gift in my life as well. And so I think really for me, it comes down to learning to use time, our time, the way that God wants us to use it. And so that's
Amen.
super important to me is that we're not just, throwing spaghetti at the wall, using a food metaphor here.
Yeah.
We're not essentially like failing to plan, right? Is planning to
Yeah.
fail.
Right.
But we're slowing down enough to take in the information and ask God, like, what matters? What should I focus on? And like bringing him into that space. And so I'm really important about showing up intentionally in each of the areas that matter to you, right? I think that's critically important. And then asking God, for that confirmation. And so for many of us, it's gonna probably be, God, time, family, home, and health. And then once we get those things in a good rhythm and routine to where they just become habitual but not purposeless, right? Not unheartfelt, then we're able to add more things in, right? And so it's being a good steward of those first gifts that God has given us and then being able to expand out. But I know a lot of women, a lot of moms especially, they allow so many things to become a priority over themselves or over their own priority. They struggle to stick to a schedule because everything is a fire that needs to be put out, right? There's constant distractions that come up. And when I say distractions, like I don't mean your kids are a distraction, like they're your most important work, right? But just things in the moment come up and then our stuff gets pushed aside. But really it's kind of like it's living life backwards. Because when we live like that, we're creating chaos and frustration. We're not living in integrity with what matters most to us. And so when we're able to create what I like to call like this fluid, rhythmic, like harmonious schedule, we've got time pockets for every single thing that matters to us. And when we honor one area, we're honoring each area. And so I'm able to have this time right now to record a podcast and like work on business stuff, right? And chat with Robin. But then there's also times where I'm not on my phone, I'm not working, and I'm able to fully embrace that time with my kids or with God or my spouse or whatever, right? I'm able to go to the gym and focus on my health because it matters and it's important. So, yeah, I think that's kind of a good overarching. But Robin, I know your whole everything is about health and I know for myself, even just listening to your podcast and chatting with you on Voxer and going through your program, like you can't help but make different choices in your life because the way you do it is so grace-filled. And like, I love when you like share on your social media, like your cart at Costco. And I'm like, yay, most of those things are in my cart too. Like I'm making good choices, but I know for you, health is so important and you do it in a way that I think is grace filled, but also it simplifies it. And so I would love for you to share too a little bit about health and why it's important and all that fun stuff.
Well, to piggyback off of a lot of the values that you just shared, one of the big phrases you said I think was so good. You said, when we aren't being intentional and purposeful, this is kind of a reiteration of what you said, but basically, when you aren't being intentional and purposeful, we're not being in integrity with what God has called us to and the gifts and things that He's provided us. And I think that's massive. And you listed out too these super important areas of our life that also are often the source of our stress and those fires that you said we feel like we have to put out of, like our family, our home, our health, even trying to, have time with the Lord. And one of the reasons why we're so stoked about each other is because we do share like those common values of recognizing, if we don't understand what it is to be purposeful, if we don't understand what it is to prioritize accordingly, if we don't understand what it is to slow down enough to create intentionality. I love that you're, we haven't said it yet, but I know your podcast is called the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast. Like, intentionality is massive. And so being able to have that space is big. And so for me with health, and again, like you said, like my whole thing is being vision driven, because I'm like, when you know the vision, when you know who you are in Christ, you know who Jesus is, you know, even if you know, I know people will get tripped up on, like, I don't know what my specific purpose or calling is. Like, well, I can tell you right now that you are valued and cherished. I can tell you right now that you are called to be a light, that you are called to shine and give glory to Jesus, that you're called to be there for your husband, your kids, your community. And that requires physical energy from your body. And so for me, when you have allow yourself to receive the worth and value that you have in the Lord, when you allow God to reveal the ways that He wants to work through you, it is a like no-brainer. Oh my goodness, I best be getting my health in order dynamic, because we can't do it without our physical capability. And it's the health is the very thing that provides you the energy you don't feel you have to be organized and intentional in your life and in your health. And having health is what enables you to have the capacity to be and do what God has called you to do. And I hear so often people saying that the reason why they don't put forth effort into time management, or they don't put forth effort into their health, is because they don't have the energy, or their body doesn't feel well. They have a lot of headaches. They have migraines. They just feel physically and mentally drained. And it's this like vicious cycle that because they feel tired and unwell, that they don't do the things that would help make them well. And so being able to break that cycle, there's going to be an uncomfortable period. Any kind of shift and change is going to create a challenge. And the thing that I love about what you do, Sasha, and the thing that I love doing with my clients is, like, I'm okay with letting people get a little bit uncomfortable for the sake of a real and true change. I don't want people coming into my program and getting out of it and still struggling with feeling tired and low energy and unable to create meaningful change in their life. And so being able to set aside that time, break the cycle, put some effort in, do some things that are uncomfortable, having to, yeah, try a new recipe and totally fail. Having, you know, trying a new recipe that made the kitchen so dirty that you had to clean it up and it was a big mess. And like, all of those things are very likely to occur in the process. But that is the process to becoming someone who finds, like you said, having those pockets of time and those habits and those routines that just feel like your lifestyle. It's no longer the work and effort because you put in the intentional time to get there.
So true. And it's one of the things, like, I've even gotten caught up in this mindset. And I know, so the mindset of it is like huge for both of us too, because everything flows from the thoughts that we're having and what we believe, which is why the vision is so important, right? And I've even gotten caught up in this, is like, I'm just too tired, or, you know, I can't stay consistent, or you feel defeated because you've tried, but you're not making progress in what matters. So you're like, why bother? This is just another thing on my plate right now. And it's one of those things where we can so easily get caught up as women, as moms, as believers, that like my stuff just gets pushed to the side. Or like, you feel spread thin, life is busy and chaotic, and all of your stuff just gets put on the back burner. When in reality, like, you are, to a certain, you're like, to a certain extent, you're the leader of your family, right? There's your spouse and there's God, right? But like, if, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom or work from home mom, like, you're the ones that's nurturing your kids, that's homeschooling your kids, that's there with them in the day in and day out. You have to be able to show up for them, right? You're leading by example. And so when you're just showing your children, especially your daughters, right, that the only way to do this is to be run down and ragged and exhausted and whatever else, like, that's not setting a good example, right? But also, it's so important to teach our kids that we, our bodies and our minds, is one of the first things that God gave us to steward over, right? Like, we have to honor that. And it's kind of cliche, but it's the whole, airplane example, right? Where
Yes.
you have to put your mask on before everybody else's. And so really it is, like I said, it's that backwards living. And it comes back to this, like, this basic question of what do you need? What do
Yeah.
you need so you can continue to show up your best for
Right.
your kids, for your home, for all the other things that God has given you, right? That all the other things that God has
Yeah.
called you to. And so it's phrased a lot of ways. What are your fundamental needs? What are your non-negotiables? What is your self-care baseline, right? And so for a lot of us, it's we need proper sleep. We need to wake up at a decent time or go to bed at a decent time. We need that time with God to fill us up each day. We need water. We need sunlight and fresh air. We need movement. There, we literally, as human beings, need these things. My husband and I talk about a lot, and Robin, you could probably talk about this for days, but it's like, I think so many of us can very easily go to the doctor and, like, oh, I'm not feeling well, all of these symptoms and ailments, yada, 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 or I'm depressed or I'm anxious. When it's like, okay, are you sleeping? Are you drinking water? Are you getting activity? Are you eating whole foods? No? Okay. Well, your body is filled with toxins and it's literally like not being fueled. It's being depleted and run ragged. That is why you don't. So it is, it's just like this backwards thing, right? And so I think that really comes down to that question, like, what do you need? I know that it feels hard and life is chaotic and you feel spread thin and it's easy to put it to the back burner. But when you put those self-care needs at the front, like that self-care baseline and your health, right? Mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, all of those areas matter. Then you're able to show up not with scraps in every other area of your life, but like intentional and vibrant and ready for whatever comes your way, right?
Absolutely. And I think too, so often, people they it sounds so overwhelming to prioritize. It sounds overwhelming to start a health journey, whatever like experience people have had with different diets or programs, like, oh, I'm gonna have to cut all of this out. I'm gonna have to do this or that. Or even I know for myself, having like going through your course and even thinking through time management and stuff and just recognizing how much there is, it feels easier. And I guess technically it is to just go into that survival mode of just like, oh, I'll figure it out. I'll just, like you said, putting out the fires, and we just keep going and going and going. But it's like that saying, like that's the definition of insanity, of like trying the same thing, expecting a different outcome. And it's not going to get better or easier if we don't stop and slow down and evaluate and look and plan and be intentional. And even to recognizing that what you and I both do, I did say I like to make my clients go through some challenge because there is challenge that is required. At the same time, what I also love doing for my clients is simplifying things. And one of the things that I think your course also does well is to simplify. Like it, but it requires the work. It requires slowing,
Right.
what is it? Slow down to speed up. Like, we're
Yes.
not going to be able to get to where we want to be. You're not going to become that mom who's crushing it in her health, who's crushing it with the home, who's got her Jesus time on lock. Like, all of that's not going to happen by happenstance. It's not going to just fall into place. You're going to have to slow down, look at the different areas of your life, and look and see and be. And I think the other thing, at least for me, and I think there's probably a lot of people who are like this. We don't like to look at the areas that we aren't doing well in. Nobody likes to see where we're failing, especially when you feel like you're trying so hard, because you are doing so much. You're doing so much for your kids. They're always asking you for water and for snacks, and I need this and I need that. And can you, like, you're trying to like just cook a meal for them and they're blowing up the family room. Like, you are doing a lot. And so then it's hard to then sit and look at where you need to grow, because it's like, well, how the heck am I supposed to be able to do these things? Like, do you see all that I have going on? And so I find myself, even when I was going through your course, like, I don't have time to sit and reflect on all these things. Like, I'm too busy. But when you do sit and look at it, first of all, it's just amazing to give yourself permission to sit and reflect, period. Like, and having a reason to do that, like having somebody's course or something that's like, hey, yo, you made this investment. slow down, think the things, write the things. But then afterwards, go figure, there's so much clarity and there's so much like, oh, because I think it's easy also, like you said, you're in that place where it's like, oh my gosh, I feel so terrible. And then when you stop and evaluate all these different areas of your life, not just health, like other areas, it's like, oh yeah, we're going through a lot of really hard stuff. And I haven't been sleeping and I don't remember the last thing that I ate, like, or like all I've been doing is eating all day. Like when we stop and evaluate, that's when we get the awareness. And when you have the awareness, you can then do something about it.
Yes. Yeah. That is so, so true. And like everything that you're saying too, like you've mentioned the simplicity aspect. And I think that's so huge. Like so many of us as women, as moms, we want things to just be simpler. And I think it's why we so often have a tendency to just like, let's just grab a snack or grab a prepackaged snack, right? Processed foods to give to our kids or to feed ourselves because we want it to be simple. And I love that you had said like the speed up to slow down. And it's really, we
Slow
have to
down to
do,
speed up.
oh yeah. Yes. Slow down to speed up. And really we do have to do less to accomplish more. And if you're familiar with the book Essentialism, like
I'm
there's this
not.
graph that just like so it was so impactful to me. And it's a circle and it has like all these spider legs coming off of it, right? Like it's going eight different directions. And so none of the legs are very long. It's just like, you know, a little bit in all of these different areas. But the idea of essentialism is if you pick one or, you know, maybe half as many as eight, right? That one goes way further because you're actually doing less to accomplish more and make more headway, right? Make a further distance, more progress in those smaller areas. And so, yeah, so, so good. And so I want to take a few moments to talk about each of our courses because we've each been through each other's course. And that a super special surprise at the end of this episode and
Woo.
super sweet deal that we're going to talk about as well. But Robin, would you take a moment to share your experience with the Fresh Start? I mean, you kind of did already and hinted on like
I did. I know I couldn't help
clarity and
it.
simplification and whatever else, but
Yeah, so there's so many things that I appreciate about it. I think just from a practical standpoint for I guess people who are like, okay, how does a course even work? Or like, how do you do this? Like, it's super cute and organized, which go figure, it's about like time management and organization, but it's super cute. I love the colors. I love like how it's so just neatly broken down. And even when you just like, you know, scroll through and look at the topics and like what you're going to learn through the process, I feel like I look at it and I'm like, okay, yeah, like I need this. And going through the process, I mean, I'm just gonna be so honest. Like, I don't like the idea as a full plate person with so much going on to have to like slow down and think about all the things. It's like,
Relatable.
yeah. So I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna like breeze through this or whatever. And that's like, oh, okay, I need to stop and think about this. Like, oh, okay, let me stop and think about this. And like, but that's so valuable and it's so needed. And when I look back at my life too, and I see the times in my life where I have experienced the most clarity and connection with God, it has come on the other side of slowing down and journaling. And I don't think, you know, necessarily everybody has to journal. To me, it seems to be one of the best ways to make thoughts and prayers tangible, the answers of the Lord tangible, because you can just write it down. And it's so often when I have those moments where I come away just feeling like, oh, okay, yeah, I know what to do. And that's the thing. Anytime someone's feeling stressed or overwhelmed, it's when you actually identify all that's going on and address what needs to be done for it, then you can create a plan. But it's that like ambiguous, nothing's been identified or dealt with, that creates the stress. And so
Right.
I feel like your course just does such a fantastic job of addressing everything that needs to be looked at from the mindset component, which both of us are huge on the mindset component, to okay, let's look at your priorities. Let's look at like what is, what are those non-negotiable things? What does it look like to, consider even your biology and what it looks like to care for your needs? Okay, now let's look at the different ways that you can set up your planning and organize your time. Like I just feel like you've done a fantastic job building upon what needs to be built upon in order for someone who's stressed out of their mind, who doesn't like to slow down, who desperately needs routine in their life to come away from the discipline of going through this course with a plan that feels good, that feels doable, and that's grounded in Jesus.
Right. Yeah. So good. Thank you for one for saying all of that.
Yeah.
But it is like there's literal like psychology behind writing things down. And so like
Amen.
I'm even one is just like I'm a verbal processor. I don't want to journal. I don't need to journal. Journaling
Yeah.
takes time. I don't like my handwriting, whatever. But just
Yeah.
like you said, there's so much clarity and breakthrough that comes through the other side of it. And there's something that happens neurologically where when we write something down, it processes it through a different part of our brain and it allows us to be able to take action on that. And so I would say the same thing, Robin, with your course, with the Healthy Weight Loss Academy, the vision aspect is what got me, right? And so I think that's something that's really cool that like mirrors in both of our courses. Like we get started out and like I talk about these important focus areas and why they matter,
Yeah.
right? So health can definitely and is often one of them for a lot of the moms that I see coming through. And, but then when you go into the Healthy Weight Loss Academy, so much of it is focused around your vision and
Yeah.
your identity in the Lord and your vision for your health. And it's one of the areas that I feel like I've often struggled with the most because I've got my why to it, but when you talk about the vision, like it's just so much deeper than that. And there's so much mindset tied to that. And so that's been a really big focus area for me within your course. And I love the way that it's not just that, right? That's just the starting point, but how you simplify it. Like talking about protein and just simple, healthy habits that aren't like so much to add, right? I love how Christ-centered it is, but throughout each of the modules, as I was going through your course, it was like I had so many, oh yeah, moments. It's like this isn't difficult. And for me, it brought a lot of peace and simplification.
Amen.
Like I just get this, I can just focus on this one thing right now this week. And let me see where I can add more of this or incorporate more of this or shift this one thing in my life, right? I love that the info in your course, like there's so much info, right? But it's presented in a way that makes it easy to take action. And you have those calls to action. You have like the homework that's included in there, right? And it, I believe from my experience of walking through it, it's foundational pieces for true transformation. Like I cannot leave your course, the same person that when I went into it. Like it's
Amen.
not possible. Like I have this knowledge presented to me in a way that I was able to take immediate action on that I can't just like take that and throw it away. Right. Like,
Yeah.
and so, and I love that you talk about, right? It's vision driven, but it's grace fueled. And I
Yes.
love that you even give, like, without like sharing your whole course here, you give like kind of these pockets of like where you're at, right? You have like good, better, and optimal or whatever else. And it's totally okay to be in the good area. Like that's allowed. And it even makes it so when you're out, when you're living life, when you're at an event, when you're going out to eat with your family or a friend to celebrate, like you can still make good choices. And that's great. And then there's times that you can choose optimal choices, like when my Costco cart looks like yours. I'm like, I get it. I'm optimally here,
Amen.
like Robin, right? And so I love that. And so one of the things that I really wanted to talk about on this podcast episode is the how, right? We talked a lot about like time management. We talked a lot about health and like how to tie them together. And like, I believe, Robin and I believe that a big part of the how is truly in these courses, right? Like, for one, we have to understand what matters to you, like at all the listeners, to you individually, what matters, why it matters, have the foundation set on God. And then we can take action to prioritize what matters. And so much of that is what you walk through in the Fresh Start. You pull out those priorities. And then if health is a priority of yours, which most of you listening to this podcast episode, it is, it's your body. It's not just your body, right? It's your mindset. It's your spiritual health, your physical health, emotional, mental, all of it is really coupled into one package. I don't think you can have one without the other, right? When I found the most growth and success in my life was when I realized that all of them work together, right? You can't just focus on your spiritual health while your physical health is like terrible, right? You can't have good mental and emotional health if your physical health is terrible. And your physical health can very easily become an idol if you're missing the
The
spiritual
spiritual,
health aspect, right? And so it's
100%.
just like they all play together. And I think this is why coupling these courses together is just such a beautiful thing, because it allows you to get so much of the foundation set and like build your four walls, right? And then really go deep on the transformational aspect that your health is different after it. But also you've got a schedule and you're like organized and your life is in order and your time starts working for you and your health is transformed.
Amen. Amen. And it's I can imagine maybe some people are listening. It's just like, wait, so the how is the courses? Come on. And honestly, I've said it before, like when I know something's good, I have no problem. I have no problem being like, look, this is where it's at. And because both Sasha and I care so much about women taking advantage of these courses, especially having gone through each other's and now being like, wait a second, putting these two together can be like the ultimate for a struggling mom, for a struggling woman who is just like, I'm drowning and I don't feel good. And so we've actually put together a steal of a deal with these two courses. And we were definitely talking about whether or not to mention how much it is prior to this recording. And honestly, like, we just encourage you to go look at our individual pages and then look at what we are putting together for you to be able to take advantage of this cart. And because it's such a good deal, we actually are only opening the cart for a few days. So mark your calendar because March 25th through the 27th, midnight the 27th is your last moment to take advantage of this bundle where you can get both of our courses for the steal of a deal price.
And bonuses. Like, and exclusive bonuses. Like,
That's right. We are doing
Robin and I
bonuses.
have so much to give you guys in this, because like we truly believe in the power that is within these, right? Like, so many moms want to try and get their lives in order, and you literally cannot leave your health out of it. Like, there are so many, even, right? Like, to get your life in order requires a solid mindset, right? It requires a level of energy. And so much of your, like, what is it, Robin? Like, the nerve endings in your brain, like
Your
your,
neural pathways.
yeah, like, but there's so much of it in your gut, right? Like, your gut is your second biggest brain in your body or something.
It's the your brain chemicals.
Yeah. They're controlled by what you put in your body. And so it's just like, I don't know. To me, it just like, it totally makes sense, right? If you want to get your life in order, you've got to have your health in order. And the two of these, Yeah, such a deal. Like Robin said, right now, actually, you can get on the list. So go in the show notes. You can sign up to be on the VIP first dibs list. We will email you when that card is open. We'll send you a reminder. Don't forget to check out. But like Robin said, go look at the Fresh Start, how much that costs. Go look at the Healthy Weight Loss Academy right now. Check out how much that costs. Get on the list because you are not going to be able to not click the add to cart button and check out once you see this offer. And we're going to have all the bonuses listed out for you on that landing page when the cart opens as well. So, yeah.
Can we share some of the bonuses?
Sure.
So why don't you start with your bonuses? Because then we have an exciting bonus too.
Yeah. So for one, everybody who comes in is going to get a digital copy of the Life and Goals Planner. This is kind of like I've dubbed it a DIY life coach. It is a 100-page planner that no two pages are the same. So it's not a repeated like date book where the same weekly pages are over and over. It is a life and goals planner. Like Robin was talking about the fresh start, like it digs into a lot of the mindset, who you are, where you're coming from, what matters to you, who you want to be when you're 80, what do you want to be known for? And then it helps break all of that down into like, what are goals that you actually have for your life? What's relevant to the season and moving forward? And so you can totally just go buy the life and goals planner and walk through it by yourself, or you can walk through the fresh start and get it all done at a deeper level with accountability and other people and in 6 weeks. So the Life and Goals Planner is just like a bonus, right? That you get coming into it.
Which is so awesome too. I mean, that sounds amazing. A lot of work that you put into that. Another bonus from my end. So I have the Healthy Cooking Made Easy mini course. So this was a course I put together specifically for people who are like, I don't like to cook. I don't want to cook. It's too expensive to cook healthy. My family's not going to like what I cook. And so this mini course shows you step by step how to cook in such a way that you are enabling yourself to cook healthy food for you, for your family, and reach your health goals. So that is a whole other course in addition to our courses that you will have access to. Additionally, both of us have a series of master classes and workshops that we've offered, and so we are going to be putting access to those as well. I know for me, one of mine is the how to prioritize your health without the stress and chaos, something to that effect. Masterclass. I have the Kingdom Health Masterclass. Sasha, I know you've got a few as well.
Yep. Simple biblical self-care masterclass and blueprint is going to be thrown in there.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then the
So much
funnest
more.
part that I think, at least, I don't know, fun for us, but I hope fun for you guys. We are going to actually be creating a mini podcast series that will only be accessible to those who enroll. And our intention is to make that accessible to you as soon as you enroll, so you can start digesting that, even before we start the cohort for this. But we are going to be taking a lot of what we talked about today and fleshing that out. Like, okay, what does it look like to pair our masterminds, our actual minds of health and organization, and addressing some of those big challenges that you face as they relate to each other. So, gosh, the things that we're
Yeah.
putting into this is like,
I'm super excited about the mini podcast series too. Like, it's not going to be available on our podcast. So, don't just sit here and listen and think that you're going to get that. It's only going to be available to those who come in through this bundle, and it's going to be valuable. Like,
Gonna
it'd be
basically be
probably,
another mini course.
yeah, probably like a little course of its own. Yeah. So, I love it. I'm super excited. I know your course is the heat. I believe my course is the heat as well. And there's just, if you're a woman, if you're a mom, and you want true transformation in your life this year, overarching, to be able to show up in all those areas that really matter to you, to be intentional with your God time, with your health, with your family, with your home, this is an offer that simply cannot be passed up. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, amen. So, friends, we appreciate you tuning in for this episode, and we bless you in your deliberations and prayers over this opportunity. We also bless you with an immediate curiosity to check out our courses and what's being offered, and we hope to see you in there.
Yes. God bless.
Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health Podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. If it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week.